I express my political opinion regarding freedom of speech, and transparency in government, and justice in the legal system, and truth in education, and truth in government statements, and informed consent, and representative democracy, in many ways. One of them is defined as so-called Holocaust denial. My Holocaust denial, to use their words, is thus the expression of a taboo and criminalized political opinion. People are never persecuted for their political opinion. They are persecuted for the actions this opinion leads to. Such as expressing political opinions that challenge, put in question, or contradict the official narrative that government has put in place, and which it has protected by law. The kind of law Jesus, in the Gospels, warns about. The kind of law Jesus declares brings death. Jesus was persecuted for acting on his political opinions. Regarding the law. The law of the Pharisees. The local authorities of his time and place. Later Jesus was to be validated, when the Catholic Church, claiming to be acting in the name of the Jesus of the Gospels, literally made good on his warning. Murdering innocent people based on the law that they themselves had written. And laws they had Catholic monarchs write. Which is closer to today's truth. Where occupation governments write laws for the world's real power elites. Do all of these elites identify as Jewish? I would say the real ones do. But in the same way, I am not responsible and cannot be held morally accountable for the actions of the Australian or German governments, of which I am a citizen, than the average person who identifies as Jewish, is responsible, or can be held morally accountable, for the actions of the cult of Judah elite. Sadly, by self-identifying as Jewish and accepting that identity, they are empowering the cult of Judah elites. But then this can be said of almost everyone who identifies as Christian, Muslim, or Marxist, also. Just to name a few of the cult of Judah subsidiaries. So people are not persecuted for their passive political opinions. Ones they keep to themselves. As long as they self-censor these, and ensure they are not expressed, verbally, or through any other sort of action, publicly. I express my political opinions, for which I would be persecuted under the law and thus prosecuted as a criminal, in many ways. One of them is, in what the public relations coup of the cult of Judah has managed to get defined so, as so-called Holocaust denial. Of course they use the word denial to imply and suggest, using true neuro-linguistic programming slate of mouth, that there could not possibly be any basis to my rejection of the fundamental premises, and alleged historical facts, of the official Holocaust narrative. Denial can only be present when something is objectively, scientifically, demonstrated to be compelling, based on the evidence, and compelling arguments. I am active in my official Holocaust narrative rebuttal. In a free society where evidence-based scientific method is honored by the practice, rather than in the omission, my behavior is scientific. It is only criminal in the same way heresy was criminal under the Reign of Terror of the Catholic Church. There are no victims to the alleged crime of so-called Holocaust denial. Only beneficiaries. Germans no longer have to defame their ancestors, and live in shame for something that did not happen. They can still learn from history, to prevent what did happen, from recurring. And people who identify as Jews no longer need fear a repeat, of something that did not, and could not, have happened. Germans and Jews can thus enter into more honest and constructive relationships again. Many Jews and Germans alike will be spared nightmares and terror. Of course, both Jews and Germans are being manipulated by this form of terrorism, into serving the interests of the cult of Judah elites.